7/8/2024. It's the Waffle and Pedro Show.
Smile.
Watt for Pedro Show. Happy Monday. Started off My Favorite Things. Live excerpts from Birdland, March 2nd, 1963. John Coltrane. Benjamin Jane after that with Broken. Because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I got with me Benjamin Wright. Hey, Ben, welcome back.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, absolute. So, yeah, we were trying to figure out how long it's been, but probably easier to remember is what have you been doing since?
How have I been doing?
Or what, music-wise? Well, this new stuff, right?
Yeah, it's all new stuff. I mean, a lot's been doing, I'll say that much, man. Right now, I'm just coming on the backside of COVID. It's the first time I've had COVID, so bear with me today. But, yeah, man, just working through a lot of life changes, and the record's a reflection of that, I guess.
Yeah, like this first tune, Broken. Well, tell me about where did you make it?
This one was made in my bedroom.
Yeah. More and more of that, man. It sounds great, though, man. Really
Thank
good
you,
job. Yeah. You know, more and more musicians are recording themselves these days. There used to be a Grand Canyon in between those who recorded and those doing the recording, and that's changed for the better, I think. Now, did you have tunes already, like in a trove, sitting in a compartment somewhere, or did you have to develop them?
This record, most of it was developed. I had two tracks on here that were already developed. One of them I actually wrote when I was living out in L.A. in 2005, I wrote it. And that one was Numb, I Can't Feel a Thing.
We're going to get to that next hour.
What's that?
We'll get to that next hour.
Gotcha. And then the other one, Don't Give Up, was actually written during my first record, High Low, and it just didn't have a place on that one, and it didn't have a home on the second one. So this one really fits, so I just redid that one.
Okay.
But the other eight are all, yeah, they're all new ones.
And how did was it the same kind of process? What did you start with? Some people start with a click track. Some actually play drums. Some people start with acoustic guitar.
Oh.
Yeah.
It depends on the tune, man. It really depends on the tune. Like,
okay,
Broken,
let's take Broken.
That one was written on a guitar just sitting on the side of a bed. That one, I wrote that one in 20 minutes.
And then when it came to, like, record it, was the guitar first?
First thing I did to record that one was just drop a mic and... I didn't do a click to that one. That was just drop a mic and just do a performance, you know, and then just do a little production in the background.
But start adding stuff to it. Okay. Yeah. You know, I don't think every tune needs a click track. I don't know.
Nah.
Right. Especially, man alone mode.
Yeah.
Look, this one, well, tell me about this Illusory Fair. Now, this is fair, like going to some kind of a... No, I don't have an E at the end.
I'm sorry, what was that question?
Well, is it the noun fair, right? It's not the adjective.
Yeah, I'm getting a bad signal here, and I'm at a hospital.
Being
in a hospital, I get a good... Yeah.
What I mean by, like, this next tune's called Illusory Fair. And you mean fair, the noun, not the adjective, right?
I'm in my psychiatric department where I'm moving things around to see if I can get a better signal.
Okay.
So the Illusory Fair?
Yeah.
Again, what was the question, man? I'm sorry. I think I have a better signal now.
Tell me about it because I want to play that next.
Yeah, I work in psychiatry, speak of the day, you know, like I said, I'm in my department, in my office right now at the hospital. And that tune was actually written based on a lot of my experiences with patients that live with schizophrenia, and their struggle to really understand what reality is. So, if, you know, are they experiencing an illusion that's, like, you know, a shadow in their room in the middle of the night that's making their imagination go crazy, or is this really actually like an a visual hallucination that they're experiencing from their actual biological disorder? So that inspired that one.
If supposedly if you're together, you would just call that a feeling. But somebody's kind of challenged, it's hard to know, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that's your loose, that's the, yeah. Not the solid ground, kind of iffy. And also the idea of keeping
things... And we all have that too, man. It's not just our patients. Yeah, we all have it too.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a spectrum of how severe it is. Also this idea of keeping emotions kind of in their place, not let them overwhelm you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we take it for granted, but it's quite a balance in that.
Hey, Mike, I'm just curious. Are you having any problem on your end here?
No, you sound loud and clear, except the answers are like kind of spaced out because I don't think you can tell what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my bars, and I feel like I have... bars, but
I'm hearing you loud.
Yeah,
here, let's play this song.
Start out thinking from the beginning that you I'm a happy baby boy. I've got lots of toys, entire house of toys, and several pairs of pants, a drawer of concert shirts. I wear them in the dirt, that's where I roll around, and say what I want to, and do the toolie-doo, way up in toolie-doo, it's what I like to do, cause I'm a happy baby boy, I'm a happy baby boy, happy baby boy, baby boy. I'm a happy baby boy, I'm a baby boy, I'm a baby boy, happy baby boy, I'm a happy baby boy, I'm a happy baby boy, I'm a happy baby, 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 baby boy. Good morning, baby.
Thank you. my way again. Dark skies, I think that I understand.
For Pedro Show. That chunk of music started with Benjamin Jane doing the Illusory Fair. And we had Party Lights. Can't tell your heart what to do. That's a proposition. Circus Devils, Bob Pollard, yet another proj. I'm a happy baby boy. Wharton Tears, he's got a new album. Brother Wharton. I got to record that at his Fun City in New York City. With Bob Quine. It was many, many moons ago. It was a beautiful experience, though. Post Toasties. That's a song title. Super Nice Guys. It's got Brother Massa. He's in Berlin now. Prolongination. I guess it's the bonus track. They put it in parentheses. Or maybe it's part of the title. I don't know. Noisuka, brand new. Nemo 5. Walter Campbell. Your Suffering Is Our Inconvenience. Whoa. I think that's from this benefit comp for the Welcome to Gaza situation over there. Rope, live at the Bookhouse, November 2023 with Exit Interview. That's a title. Finally, Benjamin Jane, Dark Skies. Dark Skies. Now, that's the other side of mental illness. We don't, the dark cloud, right? Can you hear me now, Ben?
I'm hearing you, but it's intermittently choppy, man. I don't know what to say about it. I live out here in the middle of nowhere. I'm not quite sure if it's my cell or if it's what's.
Are you in Brattleboro? Brattleboro, Vermont.
Yeah, we're up here in Brattleboro, Vermont. The hospital I work at is actually in Townsend, Vermont, which is a little bit further up into the woods.
Okay. So maybe that's the reason. Now your voice is getting a little scratchy and stuff. So maybe now I'm experiencing what you're experiencing.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think that we are in a hospital with an emergency room and an inpatient facility and a rehab and all kinds of stuff. So you'd think we'd have some service, but.
And you're Vermont working and you're working and you're sick. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the way that goes. So tell me about darkness. Tell me about darker skies. Dark skies.
That's about climate change, man.
Oh, okay. That's like a health condition of the planet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Both physical for and sure. Mental. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can, you know, right? I mean, you can draw parallels between this, you know, between the planet and yourself. So that could be a, you know, be a metaphor for how you're doing, and you need to figure out what's going on within you and make some changes, just as much as you need to figure out what's going on with the world and make some changes. So
yeah, you know, there was an old way of thinking called Hermeticism, and this cat Hermes Trismegistus, thrice great or something. He said, "What as above, as below, so below." It's called the Emerald Tablet, right? And it's supposed to be like this kind of bottom line to a huge kind of revelatory way of thinking, that things aren't so unconnected.
Yeah.
And the idea of drawing parallels, I mean, we do a lot of this in the arts, right? We call them metaphors. That's what they're for.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, yeah. And I guess in the sciences, we would call them analogs, right? We see these kind of parallels in nature.
Similarities.
Yeah, similarities. Yeah. Right, right.
Right.
Ain't that a trip?
Yes, it is, man.
Yeah, yeah. So when it came to writing the words for this, do you write on demand, or do you have like a trove?
Well, like I said about Broken, I wrote that in about 20 minutes. So
yeah.
some of them just come out. You know, if you listen to Bob Dylan talk about his first five records, he says, "I didn't write any of that stuff." You know, so some stuff we don't write; it just comes through.
Yeah.
And that would be an example of that. But other stuff, I struggle over for weeks and weeks, sometimes years. You know, like one of these songs, like I said, on this record is from 2005, and it just takes a while
right.
to really figure out the voice of the tune. So.
Percolate, ferment. But, yeah. But when you say it came, that means the words and the music. Or is it usually one before the other?
I tend to write the music first.
Okay.
When
does the title
come? Yeah, I'd say the words and singing has always been my second skill, my, you know, as a musician. I was a musician first my whole life.
But you wouldn't consider the voice an instrument?
It's not my first instrument, no.
You did really good with it, though. I like the intimate way you... No, it's almost like I'm right there and you're fucking one-on-one.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, that's the idea, so I'm glad it came across.
Yeah, I think it was part of the way you wrote the thing, but then also the way you captured it with your recording. A very intimate performances. I really dig it.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I guess I just mean to say that I've always been more confident in using an instrument, like a physical instrument, like piano or guitar, over my voice, because I never felt that strong as a singer.
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older, I've gotten very tuned into what my range is and what my limits are. So I've gotten more comfortable with how I am using my vocals.
You know, that's something experience can bring you.
Yeah, for sure.
What about the titles? When do they come? At the end?
Yeah, the end. Yeah, for sure. That's just how I work. Like, yeah, music first, and then the words kind of find me or they don't. I work on them, and after they get the words done, then I go through it and figure out, you know, what
like
title makes the most sense.
Yeah. Okay, Ben, yeah. We're at the end of the first hour. No, I just asked that because WADA has to start with the title. I'm always half-assed backwards. January 8th, 2024 edition of Why Pedro Show Special. Yes, Ben Wright. Hold the time hour two.
Nice.
January 8th, 2024. It's the second hour of the Why from Pedro Show.
Stare up at
Walk for Pedro show, start off the second hour. Numb, I can't feel a thing. I mean, usually, yeah, that's what numb means. And that's Benjamin Jay. After that, Victoria Shen with 2021-0922-232810. That's a title, right? It's her with her
title.
That's her title. But what she did was she took three records that play at different speeds, and she kind of melted them together. And then styluses glued to her fingernails, four of them. So that's a trip. Yeah, yeah. You know, she's putting herself through school at Harvard. She got a job building synthesizers. Well, that's how she got into music. Very pragmatic. Yeah, yeah, she's incredible. Harmony 58. This is live at the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble New Music Fest 2023, Day 3, composed by Dinah Bianchi, performed by the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble. Then Corvus Corax. Man, this one's hard to pronounce. Yggdrasill. Yagdrissel. From Corvus Corax. Yeah. Yeah. Beyond this, though. And then finally, A Million Miles from Benjamin Jane. So, what about this numb tune?
Yeah, I was living in downtown Los Angeles. Kind of a concrete jungle. I mean, there's no grass, there's no trees.
No.
There's nothing down there. It's just a bunch of warehouses that we artists convert and kind of scurry about between.
Well, they got plans. They're trying to make like kind of a Manhattan out of downtown L.A.
Yeah, well, I left just as they were starting to convert them all. Of course, all the artists go down there and make it an interesting place to be, and then the money sees that it's an interesting place to be, and then they kick all the artists.
Yeah.
That was what was happening when I was there.
Over and over, the same paradigm. It's crazy. Nobody, like, why is up to that shit? It's like, I can't believe it. Yeah, you can't believe it. It happens all the fucking time. All over the country, you know, and... Okay, right. So this was written from that experience?
Just living downtown, and it was just, I lived in this loft that was on Olympic Boulevard, and I used to smoke and sit out front and watch the cars go by, and I just remember being in L.A. and being a bit disenchanted with what was going on, and that was kind of a response to seeing the LA experience from my vantage point, reconciling my expectations with what reality was, and I wasn't really feeling it at the time, so that was the tune.
I was going to suggest maybe it was a survival function, and, you know, to keep saying maybe you have to get a little numb because you get too sensitive, it'll break your fucking heart.
Yeah, mine.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And what about A Million Miles?
Yeah, that, I guess that's, really hits on the main theme of the record. I'm like 43 now. I wrote this when I was 42, and it was really about kind of waking up and taking a look around me and kind of just trying to figure out where I was in the journey that is my life and where was I happy with where I was standing. And that song is kind of about feeling maybe a little bit outside of one's comfort zone, maybe a little bit lost and trying to find their way back to their own truth.
Whoa, okay, so it's kind of a center of the solar system of the record.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a pretty strong thread throughout the whole record is this idea of like...
I mean, the next tune I'm going to play is called The Sky Is Falling. That goes hand in hand with that a little bit.
Well, that's on the second record, but yeah, this is a... Yeah.
That's right. I took this one because I need the 11. Okay. So Watt gets lucky.
Yeah.
Let's listen, Ben.
I don't see how we can be so naive and unimpressed when they undress the chest. Well, the sky is falling gently. Was I? The truth is folding. It put up a good fight.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. That chunk of music start off Benjamin Jane doing Skies Falling, which, by the way, people, is from the last record, not this current. Although what somehow made sense of it. Tallum, Terry Riley, Nels Klein with The Light Is Real After. Brand new from them. Collab. Derek Moneypenny with Peeler. Be playing out near where he lives this weekend. Ray Shin, Subtracted. Finally, Benjamin Jane with All Will Wash Away. So, like this record that Skies Fall, well, All Will Wash Away, is that from the current?
No, those two are off of Theater.
Yeah, yep. Okay. Okay, so let's contrast it, the both records.
Yeah. Well, I'd say this record, Broken, the one that has A Million Miles and Broken that you've already played.
Sure.
That's a much more introspective, personal record for me. It's way more self-analytical. It's way more about me kind of trying to find my own truth and kind of course correct towards that truth, treat myself well and be honest with myself, and that which is hard for us to do, I think.
Yeah, what's the famous aphorism, a physician, heal thyself?
I don't know. I mean, there's always the Latin one, which is to know thyself, right?
Ah, yeah.
Or
just being aware, ergo, you know, what's the Descartes thing, right? Just being aware of yourself, it means you know.
For sure, I mean,
you're thinking, you're alive.
Try being truly aware of oneself. I mean, it takes a bit of courage to actually acknowledge who you are and where you're at and what your needs are.
And maybe you need two different records.
Yeah, maybe you do.
Right? And who wants to keep making the same record over and over again anyway?
No. Yeah, and what the other record that you're contrasting to was really written in the middle of the pandemic. So that was really about like political turmoil and chaos and people just not, you know, abandoning science and conflicts and just a loss of humanity and respect and confusion and just that's what that was born out of.
Yeah. Power goes out at the bathhouse. Is that you? I guess it don't matter. You just start groping. You know, sometimes it takes situations, you know, that really demand a sure foot. I think a lot of times we're given a little bit of slack until the short and curlies come, and then it's like, whoa, Mr. Wizard.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mr.
for
Wizard.
Sure.
So, All Will Wash Away. That's kind of like hopeful. I mean, not all the good stuff washes away, but maybe some of the filthy shit.
Well, I think that one of the things about my music is that it can be both devastating and also hopeful. So I think All Will Wash Away could be a really depressing, sad take on society, but I think it also at the same time you could see that bent where it is a positive, where the negatives get washed away too.
A lot of human stuff, see, like you cut your chow with your knife or cut your buddy. You know, there's a lot of games with duality, right?
Right, man, for sure.
I mean, it seems like people philosophically are trying to go, no, we got to get out of the dualistic thing. But actually,
no,
that's the big reality on the dealio, huh?
Yeah, I think duality is oxygen. I think without it, we starve ourselves of reality. So I'm all for embracing it.
Well, I think this thing like, you know, Plato and the forms, and we start abstracting things. But I think that's part of being alive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is a problem, but, you know, death's only a problem because you're alive. Being alive is a problem because you ain't dead yet. I mean, we do shit to all kinds of... Yeah, right.
Right.
But it's interesting, especially when you got to grow a tune. You need something to grow a tune out of, or it's just going to be fucking a bunch of form, right?
Yeah.
And that's another trippy thing about the arts, because it is kind of a fabric between these separate minds pondering things.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're talking art, yeah, for sure,
yeah,
I agree with
yeah,
you. I mean,
well, songwriting's art a little bit. There's some skill too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean,
there's some craft involved
genuine,
also.
I mean, art. I mean, I'm distinguishing between music that is art and music that's, you know, maybe not as philosophically or artistically bent. Some of it's more about. Some of it's maybe more two dimensional.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's distracting and fun. Yeah.
Right, right. The organ grinder, right? He ain't really playing that thing.
Right.
Okay, we're at the end of the second hour, January 8th, 2024 edition of Juan Pedro's for special guest, Ben Wright. Hold tight for hour three. January 8th, 2024, it's the third hour. Juan Pedro's show.
Flowers in a broken vase, water seeping all over the place. Long stems, heavy with grace, crimson slowly fades. Thank you.
Fight, but not toe to toe.
Papa Pedro Show. Started the third hour off with Shake the Vaults. Okay. Benjamin Jane. After that, Damon Smith, Pandelis Karayorgis with Weft. Don't know that word. The Island with Black Seed out of Montreal. Screaming Geezers. Sometimes it's too late to learn. Probably always. Or whatever. I shouldn't qualify that. Benjamin Jane finally with Talking Heads. And are you talking about like the slang, like the people, the newscasters? Yeah. Because I think that's where the band got the name.
Is it?
Yeah. Which is pretty good. Yeah. Because I think people think those people are actually reporters, but they're just reading off a piece of paper.
Yeah, there's not much going on upstairs there.
For example, there was this horrible plane crash, and some idiots fed a bunch of joke names for Asian names, and this guy just read them like, you know, Dum Ting Wong, you know, holy fuck. He wasn't even thinking, just mouthing it out.
Yeah. No thought.
Yeah. I remember my pop saying once, don't think, do. But I don't think he meant it all the time. I think it was just that acute moment where
he was. I think he blew it.
Right. Well, tell me about Shake the Vaults.
I'd have to send you over to my sister, man, to be honest. She wrote that one.
Oh, wow. So some stuff was a collab.
Yeah, she wrote one song off that record, and she wrote one song off this record.
Okay.
So I don't really know. I never asked her what that song was about. But
And how did it come about? Did you ask her, or was it just accident? Or?
No, she just gave me like four or five songs and said, will any of these work on your record? And I like the idea of taking the song Shake the Vaults, which is like talking about like dancing and jumping up, you know, jumping around and the house burning down.
Instead of making
it really like energetic and loud, I thought it'd be kind of interesting to do a paradoxical take and have it real slow and droney and I guess antithetical to the message it was actually saying.
Yeah, or kind of, I don't know, sardonic a little bit, you know, subversive.
Maybe subversive. Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe,
sometimes like Curtis Mayfield with that falsetto, you know, but talking about some heavy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you never knew what he never knew he was talking about revolution.
Yeah, right. Get this.
You were just kissing your girlfriend or your boyfriend.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I said art can be kind of like tripped out nuance, you know. It's not part of the message. It is the nuance. It is the context of it. And you having your sister speak through you, because, right, again, more perspective. She could bring an angle to the whole album. You might, you know, maybe, hey.
Sorry, man, you just cut out there.
What I mean is by not every tune being by you and you bringing in your sister, it brings more vocab to the whole enchilada. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I generally pull songs in that she's done that have a similar feel or vibe that what my record's about. So it does fit, but it's got its own thing going on for it, for sure.
And was it just words, or was there music too, or did you supply the
music? She wrote, yeah. She had that whole song done on the guitar with words and stuff.
Did she give you like a demo?
Yeah, she gave me a demo of like three or four songs, and I just chose between them. And then I just redo them completely from scratch in a completely different vein than the way. Yeah, because we have a really different approach to how we songwrite.
And does she make records? Does she do gigs?
Yeah, she's on a record. I mean, she puts out records in Europe. She's under the name Amanda Jane, and she's put out two full-length albums and a couple singles.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a touring musician over there for 15 years and pretty well known in Spain. But now she's doing not as much of it, and I've been doing more of it than she has. So that's why I kind of get her into a cookie jar and get to pull out a song here and there, throw it on my record.
What about this Shoot the Wire? I want to play that next.
Yeah, that's mine. I wrote that the week that Russia invaded Ukraine.
What's that noise from the horizon? Why is the sun rising so early in the morning? City silhouetted, swaying. I hear people praying.
Watt for Pedro Show last music for this edition. Start that chunk off with Shoot Through the Wire, Benjamin Jane. Then we had Leaf Blower. This has got Raquel from Galactus here. I'm going to play with Out in the Desert, this triangle.
Nice.
And then finally, Benjamin Jane with Theater. Yeah, I'm going to... I've been doing a few gigs out there. A lot of music people. When you were out here, did you notice there was people moving out to Joshua Tree and stuff? Musician types?
I don't know. Do I know a lot of people moved to Joshua Tree?
Yeah, because there has. In the last 20 years, more and more people. Pioneer Town, Yucca Valley, you know that.
Yeah. I haven't heard of a lot of people in my crew going out that way. A lot of people that I know have gone up to Nevada City.
Oh, okay. Okay, but like the Urinal guys I just played with a couple days ago, two of them, I think the third guy's going to move out there too, you know.
Is that right?
And there's something about the desert. I think if I couldn't live in Pedro, the harbor here, maybe I'd go.
Yeah.
And I wanted to stay in SoCal, I would go to the desert. Scorpions, although, are scary, but.
You can outrun them, I think.
Right? Even with my fucking bad knee. Yeah, hobble. Out hobble. So let's talk about Shoot Through the Wire, because you wrote that when the war started with the Ukraine and Russia thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just was glued to the news feed coming in around that. And, I mean, it's just one of many conflicts that go on around the world all the time that are awful. But that one... For whatever reason that week, for all of us, I was just dumbstruck by the audacity and the lack of humanity on a lot of, on some certain individuals' parts. And I was just thinking about ego and the impact of ego on children and families and communities, and just how devastating, the ego can be for humanity. And that song just kind of came out of that. And that's why I chose to do the kids, like there's the outro on that tune has a bunch of kids doing like a chorus part and the imagery is, the cities are dancing and the sun's coming up. So that's, that's the bombing. That's the buildings that are collapsing. It's just, it was all imagery in my head of the devastation and thinking about especially kids just having to live through, that trauma because of some ridiculous, ego-driven, power-crazed lunatic.
In 2014, so. It kind of started, right? With the Crimea.
Yeah. For sure. It's been stewing for a while. I mean, but despite how long it's been stewing, it still doesn't...
Oh, yeah, there's people saying it's no big deal, right? And we should be not even helping. I can't, whatever.
Yeah.
People got these weird
agendas. I just don't understand power for power's sake.
There's agendas.
I have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're losing sight of that thing, like you say, the bottom line about the kids.
Yeah, man. I mean, they're just missing the whole point of being alive. Yeah. The whole point of being alive is that there aren't lines there. There aren't divisions there. There's only connectivity and love and compassion. I mean, as we talk about duality, there is pain and suffering, but nature does enough of that for us. We don't need to manifest it on our own. You know what I mean?
Absolute. Absolute. And theater? Speaking of man-made things.
Yeah. Theater was more of the talking head stuff. Just watching the news back in 2020 and 2021 around COVID, around the elections, around election lies, science, how science was being completely ignored and pseudoscience was being born out of the minds of I don't want to say stable, but...
Also hustlers. I think people on the make.
What's that?
Hustlers grift.
Yeah.
I think that too. Some of it's pretty willful. Some of it's psychotic.
Some of it's definitely... I think most of it's willful. And then, unfortunately, those that are willful about it are influential, and then that becomes a significant problem.
Absolutely.
So their theater speaks to the masses, and the masses, they eat it up. And then it's we hit a high water mark of stupidity and chaos, and that was what that song was about.
Curse Mayfield, polluted water in the pool. What's next? Yeah, man. What's next? Are you already starting to write another record?
I just set the studio up this weekend. You know, like I said, I have COVID, so it was my first go of it. So I was quarantined at the house. So I set my studio up, my new place, and I was just asked to do a song for a compilation record for Team Cancer. So I'm going to be doing that for I don't remember who's releasing it. So I'm working on that song right now, and then after that one's done, I'm going to start working on the next record.
Well, the invite's out, man. I can't wait to hear the next one. Because that's the next record you do after this song for the cancer thing, it's probably going to be all new stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, reality's always given us topics to write about.
Stories have been written for a millennia. They're not going to stop tomorrow.
That's right. But the invite's out, though. When you get done, please come back on the show, Ben, and we can play it and talk about it.
Yeah, man, I'll certainly give you a shout-out, man.
Yeah, that would be beautiful.
I want to say congrats on you getting out there and touring, and, I'm hoping you're having a ball of it.
Yeah, I got another tour coming in a month. I'm helping the Porta for Pyro guys. They asked me, so I wish I could get them to play Brattleboro, but maybe not this tour.
You guys coming to the East Coast?
There's some. I know there's a Boston one and there's a New York City one, and if you go to MikeWatt.com, there's a link there. But I just can't wait to hear your next thing because your music's really inspiring, and I love this way you captured the performances, man. It's like you're singing right to me.
Man, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, that means a lot.
I love it. I love it. It means a lot to me. Music is really meaning more and more to me as time goes on. So thank you so much, Ben, for being out there doing what you do.
Thank you, Mike. Absolutely. Thank you, Watt.
Okay. People, January 8, 2024, Dish Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.